Hello and welcome to Guide the Truth 365, where I bring you news, updates and coaching tips. Today we have reached 166. And today I wanted to touch on the subject of balance within your business. I was asked to speak on the stage yesterday in the clubhouse your higher purpose within business and how do we balance that. And it was an interesting topic and a lot brought up many different aspects. I think the biggest takeaway for me really was that as leaders in whatever we do, that we are the ones that hold our purpose strong. We are the ones that have that deeper faith and that awareness, and it's usually the people that are attracted to us is because of that, you know. It's our conviction behind what we do. And we have to keep that in our hearts. We have to be strong with our conviction. And we also have to balance that, you know, with our family, within our family lives, within our personal lives, and also when we take that to our workplace and the people that we work with in our communities. So, you know, there was a lot that was brought up, but in context, you know, I think when people speak of conviction, they, you know, the questions that I get asked are, you know, how do you keep that conviction? Sometimes I don't feel that confident. How do you remain confident? And I think the answer to those questions are really, conviction is you stepping forward and being courageous in what you do. You know, everybody has that ability. Everybody has that in them. It's just how do you show up each day, and how do you lead in your behavior and how you show that. So, but I think a big part of it is, I see a lot of what we call left brainers and a lot of right brainers. You have a lot of people that are very, very academic. They have master's degrees, PhDs, they've been working with top CEOs, they've been working, you know, in some of the biggest companies on the planet, and they still ask the same question as the person that's just starting out as a new entrepreneur or a new startup business a new person out of college. Everybody has that same question when it comes to confidence and finding that deeper balance and purpose. And I think what it really comes down to is we have to let go. You know, we aren't the sum of the wealth that we have. It's what we take away from what we have, and it's what we have inside us that makes us who we are. Yeah? It doesn't matter about what qualifications you have or what credentials we have. If we can get stuck in our credentials, then we forget who we are as a person, as a human being. It's our experiences, it's what we've been through that make us who we are as a person. And that's where your conviction comes from. It doesn't come from your degree or the award you have on the wall. It comes from who you are inside. And I think we forget that. We get so tied up in our jobs. We get so tied up in, well, I've got this qualification, so that makes me, you know, this or that. And yes, of course it does. I'm not saying it doesn't. You mean it has to be respected. Somebody that's won a championship, they have to show a certain amount of dedication and determination and focus to get that. That's phenomenal. But when you strip that away from every human being and you put them on a stage and you ask them the deeper questions of their purpose, their conviction and meaning, we are all the same. And I think that's what I'm trying to get across here, you know, is creating balance in your life, business and everything in your mind and in your internal world will actually affect your external, and that then creates the balance. If there's internal conflict and that not acceptance, then you'll find your external becomes conflicted as well. So that's it for today. Just a quick, I like to keep it under 5 minutes. We've reached 5:40. So do reach out. Go to my pages on social media, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all under Latisha Pennington. That's P-I-N-N-I-N-G-T-O-N. You can Google that and usually everything pops up there. So see you again tomorrow. Thanks.